possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 o'clock hours. We try to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. Entire morning squad is here. Thank you for being part of it. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys Insider. Don't start that.
It was 4 seconds, Chop.
Is this the meeting again? What are we doing?
Don't start that.
I just saw Chop in the bathroom. I was like, how fast do you think Sean talks if I start squeezing this bottle? He goes, 11 seconds.
It was four. That was pretty good.
This meeting the other day, I was in such a good mood. Ratings are great. Listeners are with us through the roof. Awesome feedback from the Tolos. Things are going well. We go into this post-show meeting. Oh, my God. Three different things just pissed me off. I go home in such a bad mood. A man is like, what's wrong? I was like, my coworkers, everyone.
Plural.
I got a life story for 15 minutes being poured out from a guy I love. I got directions on what to talk about on the radio show when Jerry Jones doesn't tell us what to talk about. And the boss is like, make sure you don't do this on Friday, blah, blah, blah. Like, what? And then I got do the water bottle. And then I got Bobby doing this, and I'm staring at him, and finally I snap on him, like, shut the hell up. So I'm doing all these things, and it was supposed to be a good meeting, and I'm 2 hours of my life has gone away, listen to Snap, Crackle, and Pop over here, and then directions on what and not to talk about after 15 years. Like, I'm going to listen to that.
And Sean goes.
And then I told Josh Clark, are you done? Like, get out so we can leave.
Yeah. I'm just popping this one little spot, trying to, it's my OCD, and I'm popping it. And then Sean goes, here, I'll do it for you. And just starts, like, squeezing the thing.
Yesterday, I asked him at the elevator, are you out? You're coming in here half-ass tired. You're moody. I think I'm dealing with Roy again when he's out of what he was out of.
That's a great question.
And I got plenty now. Manage moods and emotions in here when things are supposed to be going great. You're like Jerry Jones. You can't just be happy with success. You always got to stir something up. There you go.
What's your point?
877-881-1053. Franklin Franco, injury attorney text line. So yesterday, Brian Schottenheimer said he spoke with Micah Parsons for an hour, and part of that was about his body language and what he was doing on that table against the Falcons. Was not going to elaborate further. But I was listening to all the talking heads after Micah laid down, and surprisingly to me, no one really blasted him. I wanted to hear from former players. No one really killed him. But everyone started agreeing on these different sets, whether it's Florio and Chris Sims or ESPN and First Take and Get Up, that they think Micah may not play against the Eagles. And, of course, he's still not practicing. And Mike Tannenbaum, from a GM perspective, said, this isn't just about Micah and Jerry. Jerry Jones is letting down the whole team.
What's really important is being 10 days away. I remember with Darrell Revis, like, we had a long holdout. I was right, the agent was wrong. And we finally get the deal done. And, you know, we're excited. We have a really good team. And then on opening day, Randy Moss beats him for a touchdown on a post. He pulls his hamstring. And it, like, all the air came out of the balloon. And that's why, like, to me, Kevin Petullo, the new OC of the Eagles, and Nick Sirianni, they almost want to see Micah Parsons out there. They will tempo him and go no huddle. And now, like, if I'm Jerry Jones, like, again, he was the owner. I'm the general manager. But there's a sense like you're laying your whole organization down. You have a chance to have a really good team, certainly on offense with Pickens being there. And now you have
who's letting the organization down?
Jerry Jones. And, like, I always felt like as a general manager, I had a responsibility to give us a chance to win each and every year. And now you're at a point that if you get the deal done, this isn't Dak Prescott walking in on the precipice of the season, Green. This is somebody that needs to be in great condition. And you're going to play the Eagles on opening night. It really diminishes your chances of winning.
And it does suck and is unfair for everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, now look, is he saying that Micah needs to be in practice more than Dak did? Is that what he's saying?
Well, he was relating it to Revis. And he's like, we had that holdout and Revis got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, probably because he was sitting, not doing, you know, not doing as much.
Yeah.
Right? You know, if Mike is working out, hopefully he wouldn't
have that
same injury.
Is he working out in Frisco? Like, we need to try to get an answer to that. Ford Center at the Star? I doubt it. I think he would want to give the indication to them, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah,
and I'm just here so I don't get fined.
And maybe we would have seen a video of him if he's working out at, you know, some high school stadium.
Yeah, but then that would maybe give the impression he's getting ready to play.
Right.
He wants to give the impression, I'm going to just literally be laying here and sleeping.
Right. So, yeah. So, like,
without my uniform on.
3 a.m., go scour the high school fields around here, right? You know, because that's where, you know, that would be the most.
Next
the
time to Julian. He can teach Julian how to punt return.
Right, absolutely. That's the time to be least noticed.
Ryan Clark, I thought, made a tremendous point, and he had an answer back to Tannenbaum on why Jerry could be hurting the rest of the team by not getting this done.
Do you want to be right, or do you want to be happy?
Yeah.
Jerry Jones wants to be right. Jerry Jones isn't concerned with being happy. Jerry Jones, in my opinion, isn't concerned with truly winning a championship. He's concerned with winning this engagement, this negotiation with Micah Parsons.
Wow.
And not winning this engagement or negotiations with David Mulugeta, with truly Micah Parsons. When have we seen an owner and general manager set out on a vendetta in the way that we've seen Jerry Jones attack Micah Parsons?
And that scares me, that could be a reality, that Jerry is more dug in on winning this, making a point, eradicating sports agents forever, versus thinking about, yo, man, Dak Prescott, like, you have a couple years left maybe of him in his prime. CeeDee Lamb's just starting $30 million a year. Now, it doesn't mean that you overpay by $8 or $10 million. This Packer rumor that's not going away is Green Bay has agreed to pay him $45. If Micah approves it, the deal's on the table and the parameters have been agreed upon. But, man, if it's just about, like, we're talking about compromising the Eagle game.
Well, yeah, I mean, now look, I mean, I would say this. A lot of people, I would say more than half, equate being right with being happy.
Hell yeah.
Like, how many people are happy to be wrong? Like, and people even said that. I'd be more than happy to be wrong here. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Nobody's more than happy to be wrong.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, Jerry has shown a willingness to, like, all right, I win the publicity, you win the deal. Like, has shown a willingness to do that.
Like, Slater laid out, I thought, a great prediction where she's like, to summarize it, she was basically saying, if Micah and Mulugeta go to Jerry, kind not hat in hand, but like, hey, they're the softer side, that wins Jerry over and the thing gets done. You know, it's like you submit emotionally.
And do they want to do that? I don't know that they will.
Right.
That's the biggest problem, is that you're already talking about.
I mean, they may have a trade worked out.
Yeah, where they've said, we've done our part. We did our part. And like I've said before, I think their position is, I'm not going to beg you to sign him. I'm not going to beg you to give him his money.
Right.
This is a player who's already shown what he can do. This is not a like, oh, please, benevolent Jerry Jones, give us whatever means you have. Like, they're not going to do that.
That's the attitude I would take.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I would say I'm freaking Micah Parsons. I'm getting paid. I'm a superstar.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Hall of Fame. I'm Lawrence Taylor 2.0. I'm not giving in here.
If you listen to some of the things Jerry has said, I don't know how much it is about just making a point versus if he believes they had a certain deal in place or discussion, then and Mike is saying something completely different, it may be a case of where Jerry's not trying to prove a point. He's just like, no, I'm fed up right now. Yeah. I'm not pleased.
And look
with
what
you.
You're doing to the rest of the team and the Eagle game. And the start of the season, and something that keeps, I don't think we have enough time for it. He keeps bringing up Emmett and the 0-2. And Stephen A is like, but you were 0-2. And Jerry's like, but we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
As if the 0-2 star didn't matter. So I think he's using that as a negotiation ploy. Like, we can still go 0-2 and win it all. We did it with Emmett.
And what if they go 2-0?
Right? They went 0-2, and didn't they still get home field?
Yeah, I mean, they went 15-2 to close the year because Emmett came back.
Was that the Giant game at the end to give him the home field?
Yeah.
Was that same season?
Yep.
You know, it takes a lot for me to praise or play anything from Mike Greenberg, who I can't stand.
Stone cold lead pot box.
I can't stand Mike Greenberg, but I thought this was intriguing and maybe even correct.
At this point, if you're Micah Parsons, I think you have to sit out a game. Because you have no other way
of pushing. You look foolish if you don't.
Well, but forgetting about, I don't care if I look foolish or not. How else do you force the issue?
Right.
The one way you're going to find out, like Jerry Jones, when you're playing someone, if this is a poker game, and I have $12 billion, and you don't, I can bet an amount of money that you can't call, no matter what else happens. So I got to find out if you're bluffing. And the only way I can find out if you're bluffing is by sitting out at least one game and seeing if that changes anything. To me, that's the only move left.
That's what Emmett Smith did.
He sat out two games, and it's 30 years ago. But it worked then, and maybe it works now.
The difference is I had a sense of urgency that if we didn't win, I would be fired. A head coach has a sense of urgency. If he doesn't win, he's going to be fired. Jerry Jones is going nowhere.
RC, I get it.
RC mentioned it. You're not here. I made $9 billion. So that's why, like, to me, this situation, like, this is the closest we're going to see to what happened with Jalen Ramsey in Jacksonville.
And what happened there? He got traded.
Jalen said, I'm not playing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing. And that is now the two next chapters. By the way, Corey Majors texting and saying, Mickey had mentioned multiple times he'd been off on his own before practice working on conditioning. So thank you, Corey, for that. Mickey was a little aggressive towards Mike the other day, wasn't he?
Mickey said his new nickname for Mike is Your Highness and that he's going to call him Your Highness. And then the Terry McLaurin news broke during the show and he goes, well, they just have an agreement, right? He hasn't signed it yet. Is this like a handshake that he can get out of?
Okay. Wow. So
Mickey.
So the two next fascinating things here. Does Micah practice and does Micah and David Mulugeta play the card of not playing against the Eagles? Because that is his biggest leverage. Will Jerry say, okay, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right, because, I mean, someone will show Jerry the Vegas betting line. And someone will show Jerry that the line doesn't move ahead.
And then someone will also show Jerry that stat that Bobby had, is that they're the number one defense with him, and then plummeted
last
without him for the. And he told Stephen A. It's not ugly. Oh, excuse me, it's not pretty. It's ugly, as we found out last year without him there. Ryan Clark responded to Greenberg saying Micah should sit game one.
Here is what
And by the way, keep in mind, Ryan Clark's representative, Mulligetta was his agent, right?
Yeah.
When you hear Ryan Clark on TV, y'all, listen closely on this subject. He's, in my opinion, he's saying things that Mulligetta has said or is thinking. Okay? He's talking to Mulligetta, and he's commenting on this being represented by the same dude.
Here is what Jerry Jones is counting on. Jerry Jones has owned this team for 4 decades.
Right.
When you play this game, you're blessed when you get 4 years.
Right.
And so he's going to say Michael Parsons isn't willing to sit out what could possibly be a Hall of Fame career over a certain amount of money. He's not willing to sit out what could be a Hall of Fame career over his personal integrity. And so if he believes that, Michael Parsons has to show him. Michael Parsons has to say that with all that I want to accomplish individually, my self-respect, the way you treat me, is above that. And if he does not, if he shows up on Thursday night versus the Philadelphia Eagles, Michael Parsons has lost. And I do believe that both of these people are stubborn enough and believe in themselves enough where we won't see 11 on the field that night.
What is David Mulligetta? I'm asking, I'm not saying. Is David Mulligetta telling Ryan Clark, we won't play? Is Jerry Jones willing to decimate his defense, get embarrassed by Saquon and the defending champs? Is he willing to decimate his defense to take this negotiation further? That's their leverage. That's their possible play.
And if he doesn't play, are you telling me he's not even there? Or is he going to be standing there like, I'm hurt. I'm standing on the sideline. I'm here, but I'm hurt. Or does he just say, I'm not showing up. You guys, good luck. Because if he's not even there, that creates another layer to it that's even more dramatic for them, I think.
Because they have to get off to a fast start. Again, these are the things that, like, Ryan Clark says Jerry doesn't really care about. You lose to the Giants week 2 without Parsons, we're getting Emmett 2.0. Lose, you got the Giants, the Bears, the Packers, Jets, Panthers. Choppy, we've gone over this multiple times. You better be
4-7-3.
You better be 4-2 to start. You can lose Philly. You can lose Green Bay. You got Giants, Bears, Jets, Panthers. We all know how tough the schedule gets as it gets later on. You want to mess with that?
Yeah.
You want to screw up a 4-2 start? That is the Mulligetta Micah leverage play, in my opinion.
And the Bears game really is the turning point game, maybe for the whole season.
Why?
It's a swing game.
It's the third game of the year.
I know, but it's a swing game, right? Like, that's a big swing game. Like, you mean
1-2 or 2-1?
No, just that, you know, like, because the Bears could be good.
Yeah.
Right? And I do really think you need to be 7-3 in order to have a chance.
It's a random Wednesday wheel spin. Let's see what we get on FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube.
Hilo,
sports
Hilo.
Match, sports match, sports match.
Oh, you did get your sports match.
Yes. Oh, God.
Yes.
I thought we took this off.
Yes. Why? Why would we take it off? It's fantastic.
It's awful.
Oh, I'm gonna,
yeah.
It's terrible.
877-881-1053. I need two contestants.
Don't call.
On sports match to win an amazing prize that is not a prize at all. All you do is get to talk to me at 877-881-1053.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.